Now, four reasons to master strategies. Number one reason, when you master strategies, you can now consistently produce any result you've done in the past. So what it allows you to do is duplicate any result you've ever done in your entire life. So if you think of anything you've done that you really like maybe you felt really attracted or really creative or really motivated or really in love, I don't know what it is. But anytime you've really felt that, you can now fire off that creativity at will, fire off that feeling of love at will, fire off that decisiveness at will. So there is no question you know you can do that for the rest of your life. That's the first reason you want to master strategies, consistency. Second reason you want to master strategies is it can help you to help anyone else you know to consistently get a result. See, once you know how to do this for yourself, you can also do it for somebody else. So if you have a friend, you've seen her before, like totally on fire, driven, excited to do something, and now she is absolutely depressed and bored, you can help her find out what she does when she's really driven, and you can trigger that strategy for her and show her how she can trigger it for herself for the rest of her life so she never has to go through that again. Third reason to master strategies is to manage someone else. To manage someone else. See, if you work for me and I know your motivation strategy, instead of trying to motivate you the way I'd be motivated, which works for me and maybe not for you, I'll know what really motivates you and I can get you to want to do something, not have to do something. It's a big difference. Like for example, would you like to be able to get your kids to want to clean their room? You say, Tony, if you can explain that today, you are God. Okay? We're going to show you. The reason you're not getting through and getting motivated is you're trying to motivate them using your strategy. You're not doing it with their strategy. That's why it doesn't work. So once you understand strategies, you can elicit someone else's and use it to manage them effectively. And then the fourth reason to master strategies is because mastering strategies offers you really a way to model people. So if someone is outstanding, they're really, really good at something. Let's say Jason here can laugh at a drop of a hat and have fun. And you're serious as a heart attack. And you go, but I just don't think anything's funny. You could model Jason's strategy. You're getting himself in that place where he laughs so easily, and you'll find yourself laughing. Or if, you know, John over here is unbelievably effective at making powerful decisions, and you can't make a decision what to have for dinner, you can model John's strategy and apply it, and all of a sudden you can make the same kind of quality of decisions. So strategies allows you to model as well. So number one, helps you get a consistent result. Two, help anybody else get a consistent result for themselves. Number three, chance to manage people effectively. Number four, chance to model. What if I told you that I personally know John the Baker? John the Baker? Yeah. John has spent 25 years of his life to develop the ultimate chocolate cake. I know him personally. Now, the question I have for you is this. John has spent 25 years of his life to develop this ultimate chocolate cake. No one makes better chocolate cake in the world than John, the baker. The question is this. Can you and I, amateur bakers that we are, produce the same quality of chocolate cake as John the baker, even though we don't have 25 years of experience? Yes or no? Yes. How? By what? Do that again. How? That's right. By his recipe, which is also known as his strategy. So now you know what strategies are. Strategies are just like recipes. And since you know that metaphor, you already know most of there is to know about what a strategy is. Let's see, what does a recipe really do? It guarantees us that we can consistently produce a target state. Isn't that right? Like a specific quality of cake. Let's say that's the result. And so what it does is it tells us how to get that, and what it does is it gives us a set of what to start with? What's the first thing it tells us? Ingredients. So it tells us what ingredients to use, what specific ones, how much, what order, etc., to get this result. How often can you get this result when you know the recipe? How often? Every time. So the result, the chocolate cake we're going to go after, the recipe for chocolate cake we're after is called motivation, let's say. We have to find out exactly what you do to consistently get motivated. And it is as consistent as a recipe for chocolate cake. Or what is your recipe for falling in love? Many of you fall in love, but you don't know what happens. Or you have people you want to fall in love with you and you don't know their strategy. and you really love them, but you're communicating in a way that doesn't meet their strategy, so they don't feel it. So we want to be able to find out anyone's strategy, but first of all, our own to start with. So if John the Baker gave me his recipe, the first thing the recipe would tell me is what are the what? Ingredients. Now, are there unlimited like elements that could go into some form of baking? Yeah, virtually unlimited, right? So you don't become overwhelmed. Years ago, bakers, people in the food business, came up with a way to take all these zillions of items and kind of group together the ones that relate to each other so they could think of them in smaller terms. And what that's called is chunking things together. And they created what's called the five basic food groups. So even though there might be almost unlimited types of foods, they all fit in one of those five groups, right? So that helps you not become overwhelmed. So you know that whatever John's recipe is going to give you, it's going to come out of one or more of those five groups, right?